Testing. One, two, three. This is Danny Nezvedarani, your host for this hour of Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And I am so glad that you decided to tune in today, 6 p.m. Thursday, for this episode of Analog Archives, CJSF's in-house archive show, where we do a deep dive every week on the physical music archive here at the radio station, which includes cassettes, records, CDs, everything music related, from like the early 70s up until now, even earlier than that, I think like the mid 60s. And for that reason, CJSF just has history in every nook and cranny. If you come up here, we're at the bottom floor of the Student Union building up at Simon Fraser University, and we're open for you to come by and check out a lot of this music, or all of this music that I play on this show. And for today's episode of Analog Archives, we're going to be focusing on a single album. This is an album that is coming out of this very city, Vancouver, BC, from 1990, and it is from the Spiral Records record label, which is an indie label based in Vancouver back in the 1990s. And they released a lot of music that I've actually played on this show, you know, from bands like Animal Slaves, List of Mrs. Arson, Emily Farina, who is a really cool artist and also someone that I played on the very first episode of Analog Archives. Interestingly enough, Emily Farina is an artist that you'll also hear today, because this record is titled Sound Generator Compilation Volume 1, and it includes a bunch of different electronic, industrial artists that came out of Vancouver, one of which being Emily Farina. There are also a lot of artists that I've never heard of that are on this record. Groups or people by the name of Drill, Libido, Swanyard, Sect, Dreamspeak, you know, and it is all really, really cool stuff. I listened to it beforehand, and I really hope you enjoy. So let's start from the beginning of this record. This first track is titled Culture Shock, and it is by none other than Drill. Hope you enjoy, and thank you so much for tuning in this evening to Analog Archives. You're listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That last track was titled Culture Shock by Drill. We're listening to the Sound Generator Compilation, Volume 1, out of Vancouver, out of the year 1990. A compilation of different industrial, experimental, ethereal, electronic, dark wave artists. That's a lot of adjectives. There's a lot of genres I'm throwing at you, but I think that does a good job of encompassing what we are listening to right now. And coming up next, we have none other than Emily Farina. Again, someone who I played on the very first episode of Analog Archives. And when I was looking into playing Emily Farina, I also was looking to see what I could find out about this artist, just because I was like, whoa, this sounds so cool and awesome. Why can't I find anything else about this music? So I reached out to this artist run center and gallery space in Vancouver that I knew that apparently she used to work with, by the name of Grunt Gallery. And I got in touch with their archivist, Dan Pon, who directed me to a bunch of her work in their online archive, which you can check out right now. In doing so, I even got another interview set up through Dan Pon again with none other than Sandra Lockwood, one of my favorite episodes of this show. It's in the archives of this archive show at cjsf.ca if you want to check it out. But I just remember being so fascinated about the, I guess, just mystery behind the music. You know, like the vocals on this track are really haunting, but I also can't fully understand what's being said for a lot of them. But the music also just sounds really cool. And it was interesting to be able to learn more about the artist through this just online archive of artists' work that this gallery that started in the 1980s is still maintaining, still adding to, still preserving. I think it's a really special thing. And you should go check it out if you want to learn about some of Vancouver's artists from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, even now. Anyways, let's get on with this next track. This is Emily Farina with Ding-a-Ling. Hope you enjoy.
Yeah.
That was Emily Farina with Ding-a-ling. You're listening to Analog Archives, and you're listening to the Sound Generator Compilation Volume 1 out of Vancouver, out of the year 1990. We're going to go on right into the next track. This one is titled Jesus, and it is by a artist group by the name of Libido.
Remember this? He wore a dark blue dress. Your hair was longer then. It caught the moonlight.
We're ready, Gordon. Ready, Gordon.
Good.
For your questions. We're just about out of time, but I'd like to thank our guests, Mr. Gary Ballen, Dr. Marvin Hausman, and of course, Dr. Leonard Rappaport. And congratulations to Smith Davis Pharmaceutical for their amazing product, Wybrin. I'm sure that Wybrin's release will be good news to many, many people silently suffering with the embarrassment of their sexual problems. So until next time, thank you very much for being with us here on Let's Talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you feel that? Oh, yeah.
And we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That last track was by an artist named Libido, and the track name was Jesus. It's interesting, looking at this compilation, I don't really know any of these artists, but there are, you know, names attached to it. One, Emily Farina, but then there's also, most of these tracks seem like they are mixed by someone by the name of Russell Wallace, engineered by someone named Craig Berner. There's another person who helped with the mixing of this record by the name of George Maniatis. Yeah, there are a lot of names attached to this record, and it just seems like it was very much a group effort to put this compilation together. On multiple occasions throughout this episode, have referred to this as Sound Generator Compilation Volume 1, meaning there is a Volume 2 of this, but we do not have time for that this episode. Perhaps in a follow-up, though. Let's get on to the next track. This one is titled Believe by Swanyard. This one has some really cool vocals, and I hope you tune in for that. And for the rest of the episode. It's been a good time. We'll be right back. You are tuned into Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That last track was Believe by Swanyard, and we are at the very last track of side A of this record. You know, as it being Analog Archives, we are playing this straight off of the vinyl, and that is probably why you can hear the little cracks and pops and everything like that. It's not just the FM connection, it is also the vinyl. And this last track is titled Hand of Glory, and it is by Sect. There's some really punchy percussion in this one, and some kind of creepy vocals and speech kind of laid in throughout. It's interesting, like a lot of these tracks are, and I really hope you enjoy. All right, we are at the halfway mark of this episode of Analog Archives here at CJSF. And before we get into the next track, please take a listen to these messages.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club, with other music aficionados, checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette, saying you're listening to CJSF Burnaby and doo doo loo doo CJSF.